Wake the Faith Up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Here we are getting into the second part of Wives Submit. Again, if you're a man, listen to it. Have your wife listen to it. I've literally had far more women compliment and go on and on about how much they love the podcast, how much it means to them. And I've had a lot of men also tell me that they had to go home and repent and ask for forgiveness of their wife. So I want to hear what you have to say about it. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Again, this is the David Alliance. This would be a great podcast series to share with your friends. Also to rate it. Let me know what you think. And especially, it's a hot button for women, but I believe once they listen to this recording, they will completely understand and change their mind. So without any further ado, part two of Wives Submit.
Either ecstasy or literally in the pit of hell. First 5 years, I thought, we're not going to make it. We're not going to stay married. I mean, I won't leave her. I've always said I'm committed. I told my wife early on, I told it to her once in a while to remind her, even if you have an affair, I'm not going to leave you. I'm committed. But the first 5 years were just miserable. And I kept thinking, I know that biblical submission is the right way. I'm not sure I understand biblical submission. And I'm not sure that she ever will be submissive. But my heart is, if nothing else, I want her to trust me. And the first 5 years, she just didn't. She couldn't. She was broken. If she was sitting right here, she'd tell you. And so, year five or six, she decided to go in for counseling. Her choice, not mine. And her first counselor she went to was a psychotic, liberal feminist who for 6 months told her that I was the problem. And then after 6 months, my wife said, well, her name, the counselor's name was Mavis. I'll never forget. Mavis, if you're watching. After 6 months, my wife said, Mavis said you can come in and meet with us. I said, okay. I didn't know what I was getting into. And I'll never forget, we got there, walked up the steps, second floor, through all these offices, went into the waiting area. Kim, Garth, went in, sat in her office. She sits across the desk from me. My wife's to the left of me. And we start out with this. Mavis looks at me and says, tell me exactly what it is you're doing to make your wife like this. What are the issues that you're dealing with? And I said, I don't quite understand. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, your wife was like this and acting like this because of what you're doing. Now, I can honestly say before God, I was 24, 25, and I felt the Holy Spirit come down on me. And I looked at this woman, I said, I'm not the problem. Which sounds arrogant. I said, I'm not the problem. I said, I don't know why my wife is acting this way. That's why she's here. But I said, I'm a good husband. There's nobody who loves my wife like me. And I was like, trust me, after the last 5 years, I've proven it. I said, I'm a good dad. I'm a good son. I don't know why she's like this. I said, so I'm going to go back to the waiting room. Because it's not me. I mean, this woman was cold as ice. She just gritting her teeth. I got up, I walked hallway down to the waiting room, sat down in the waiting room. I sat in the waiting room for 50 minutes thinking all hell is going to break loose when my wife comes out of that room. When she's done with this appointment, it's going to get ugly. I can't say that I prayed. I think I was more in fear and shock. 50 minutes, my wife comes to the door. She just walks by me. Okay, I get up, I follow her, go out the door, long hallway, down the steps, through the parking lot. We had parked in an adjacent parking lot. We get to the car, and it's a white Ford Escort. I know. And I go to unlock the door, and she looks across the car to me, and she says, don't ever let me see that woman again. She hates you. She never met you. And she hates all men. I thought, wow. So we went home that night. For the first time, my wife told me things I'd never known about her upbringing. Things that enraged me. I mean, you know how they say, he who abuses a child should be drowned at sea.
Millstone.
That verse kept going through my head. I mean, I kept thinking, this is so evil. No wonder she can't submit. So we started this journey where she began to go to we found another counselor. And he was amazing. I won't get into all the things he helped us with. But during that time, I started to do a deep dive. What is submission? Because I knew from my parents' marriage, they had a great marriage. I got married thinking our marriage is just going to be like theirs. And I did this deep dive on what submission was because I so badly wanted to be in Scripture, in line with Scripture. But I knew submission wasn't simply, hey, do this. That's being a bully. That's not being a husband. And so tonight, I realize that there may be some watching or maybe some here that have wives that might have a problem with submission. And I find that there are men who have a problem with having their wives submit. They're like, I just want to do my own thing and let her do her own thing. And if we have sex once in a while, that's fine. But here's some thoughts starting tonight. If you have a problem with submission, here are four thoughts. Number one, you have it mixed up with the world's view of submission, which is submit. And it's usually thrown around in the bedroom or with money. That's the world's view. Number two, you've been hurt by someone like my wife. If your wife has a problem with submission, she might have a past where she's been hurt. You can't blame her for not wanting to submit. Number three, she's not a follower of Christ. All the comments on Facebook, I don't get mad at those people. They're not followers of Christ. If you truly are a follower of Christ, you read his word, you want to do what he says, you want to obey his commandments, you want to be more like Jesus. That's your heartbeat. Man, you want to understand submission. You want to be that husband where your wife wants to submit to you. But if you're not a follower of Christ, do whatever your flesh, your sinful nature tells you to do. And number four, if you have a problem with submission, it's because you don't understand the basis of submission. And so